What up, creators? Welcome to Chasing the Pod, Chasing the Cool Podcast. I go by the name of Jam TJ, and I am joined with my best friend and good friend, Nacho. Nacho, introduce yourself to everybody.
Hey, everybody. This is Nacho. I also go by Notch. This is Chasing the Cool. This is the first podcast, first recording. Super excited about this. Here with Jam, TJ, if you guys know him. All the nicknames that we have growing up. but we're here. We're finally doing it. This is it. We've been talking about doing this for years.
A long time. And people have asked us all the time, hey, T, hey, Nash, when are you guys going to make a podcast? You guys going to – it's like, hey, we're trying to work things. We're trying to get things together. It's just – yeah. And
you know,
we just had to put our foot to the pedal and just be like, you know what, let's launch.
Yeah, it happens. Life happens and things happen, but it finally came down to this. We've got it going. I'm excited. Chasing the Cool, the brand, the name. If you know TJ and his brand, Jam's had Cool Out for a while. It's retired, came back a few times. I told them third time's the charm, so we're bringing it back. And this is going to be our platform. This is going to be where we get to discuss and express ourselves. Talk about the most random stuff that you guys are going to hear. I guarantee it. we sit around either fire pits, or we're playing some Fortnite, or we're just chilling at the Papillon from way back in the day. Some of the stuff that we talk about is very random.
Yes.
And we wanted to include you guys. So welcome to Chasing the Cool.
Yep. Welcome Chasing the Cool. Like Notch said, you guys will hear a lot of random things from our lives, but we will give you guys some in and outs of what we mean on stuff. Just like, we'll talk about cabin fever. Y'all know what you'll know what cabin fever is on down the line. But yeah, Cool is basically just, it's an acronym for Creator Out of Life. And that's been the brand since 2011. Started that out in my mom's garage and just wanted to make something for us. Like, this platform, Chasing the Cool, is for individuals like Notch and myself, just because we're in this bind of the world trying to create something, and us being millennials, yes, we are millennials. I'm showing our age, but we want to always create something for us to be inspired by and to inspire others, because we grew up with so much. We grew up in the 90s where we were so heavily influenced by so much culture, video games, you know, TV. We were able to get off of social media. Well, we didn't have social media. We were able to turn the TV off and just be us, be kids and be teens and just live life to the fullest, or, you know, so to speak. So this platform is just for that, and for generations to come, to just to get insight and just hear conversations. And maybe you might hear some things that you might be going through with anything in life. And there's going to be some laughs. There's going to be some movie quotes. Me and Notch always do movie quotes all the time, so you will catch on to that. So, yeah, just be prepared, and we appreciate y'all from coming to tuning in and Chasing the Cool with us.
Yeah, just piggybacking off of what T's saying, we've been through a lot without being through a lot. We've seen things. We've done things in our lives.
Amen.
We just want to actually just express it and let you guys get a little piece of it and get to hear feedback from you. One of the things that we were talking about is, once we get this up and running, we'd like to bring, like our intro says, we're going to bring in some friends and family and just people to hear their stories as well. It's not just us, but one of the biggest things is just being able to use this to express ourselves. Just quick background from us real quick. T and I have known each other since middle school, I believe. Yeah. Sixth grade middle school. Prior to that, I was a military brat, so if you grew up military, you know we don't really have a childhood. Best friends, we travel a lot, so it's my pleasure to say that TJ is probably my longest known friend that I've kept in touch with over years and years. No matter what we've gone through, we've always been there for each other. He's been a family member with me and my family. One of the biggest things that I absolutely loved is my mom would always call him her son. that was definitely just straight love. So yes. Since middle school, we've always been there for each other, and Sixth grade is a lot of stories. It's crazy to think that I've known you that long, and we're, what, 36? I think 36, 37. I don't even know my age. That's the crazy 36. Part. LeBron, as LeBron said, I'm 36. I'm too old for this shit. But yeah, that's the background from us. We both grew up in Pueblo, Colorado. Mm-hmm. We both reside in Colorado. We're separate. So just so you guys are aware, yep. CJ's still down in Pueblo with his family, which is amazing. Great place to grow up. I did some traveling, bounced around. It's just me and my husky Timber, and I'm up here in Parker, Colorado. But we still keep in touch almost every day if we can. We're always BSing through text feed, through Fortnite, calling, just sending some random stuff. And that's us. We're separated, but we're still family, and we're here to bring you to our family. So
exactly. Well, like, welcome to the family. Like, Notch and I, brothers, we both have brothers, but we're brothers of an existential or externally outside of our brothers, which is wild. But that's how close-knit we are. And it's great to have friends that you can maintain that, because, you know, life happens. We go separate ways. You lose friends in the bind. But that's all right. But when you have your close-knit friends, which is your family, that's all that you need. And like Notch said, just shooting the breeze, shooting the shit, and just growing up, relatable things, moving so much, bouncing around, and just life happens. Like, that's why you have to come and join in and just get with like-minded people and just talk, network, you know, pick each other's brains, like, just reflect. And that's just what this whole unit is. It's just reflecting and just talking. Like, this isn't a sports podcast. We will talk about sports because we love sports. Go Nuggets.
Definitely talking about sports. Straight Colorado. All day. Like T said, Nuggets, champions, baby.
All day.
Love it. Love it.
So it's like, we're not a sports podcast. We're not a TV podcast. We're not a social media podcast. This is a conversational podcast. This is a creators podcast where, like I said, like-minded individuals come here. And I hope you guys, as when the episodes turn off, you get to reflect on some things that you may have already heard, or some things that you may have not heard of, or you heard a little bit of, and you got a little bit more knowledge just from us. All opinions are everywhere, but this is just wholesome. We're not going to give you fake news. We're just going to give you the real of what we've dealt with, what we've experienced, what we like to pursue, and that's just being cool. Clothing lines, photography, like,
just everything. I think our hands are everything. Thinking about it, one of the things I did wanted to shout out is TJ has been doing this for a while. You guys have listened to other podcasts that we've been a part of, like the Papillon. If you're from Pueblo and you know one of us, which I'm pretty sure you guys do know one of us, you've heard about the Papillon before social media and all this electronics happened. We were back in the early 2000s in our vehicles overlooking Pueblo, smoking a blackie after some basketball, most random things to talk about, shooting the shit. That was the Papillon. It all started with the Papillon, and that was thanks to TJ and some shout outs to some other family out there, like Trey and
Trizzy, Trey,
Chuck, and
Chuck,
all the,
Ryan,
everybody. Whoever was Sully. Out with the Papillon. Yes, Sully. Papillon was the spot, and that's what we're trying to bring out. It might not have that name, but it's going to have that feel. And if you guys remember all that, it was random. I mean, before we even started this, I'm still struggling. I can't open a damn string cheese package. And I was just thinking, man, we should really talk about how product and has changed over the years. It's definitely going to be a fun podcast. I'm super excited to do this with you. So
exactly. Coke and Pepsi, Coca-Cola, whatever you cut it, slice it with, whatever. It's just random freestyles. Like, yeah, the Papillon was where it started. And, you know, it's like, you see those memes on the internet where it has that glass table in somebody's backyard and it says, this table here held the most deepest conversations amongst friends. And that's what the Papillon is. That's what Chasing the Cool is. It's just randomness, but it's camaraderie. It's like the Knights at the Round Table, but just talking about bullshit, but then real shit. So excuse us if we're going to cuss. I do have the explicit on here. So if you have children, whatever, watch it in the daytime, nighttime, whatever you feel good. But this is the whole collective of of us being creators out of life. And for myself, I've actually been in media for a very long time. I was an anchor for our high school, Straight From The Horse's Mouth. Shout out to those who are listening from Straight From The Horse's Mouth crew. Shout out to y'all, 05. I started there being an anchor, doing short films, feature films, all kinds of wild stuff. And then after school, went to go for public relations for media because I wanted to be on radio and doing movies and short films and talk show hosts, like, and radio hosts. So I have a passion for this, and it just needed to be done. And you know what's funny, Notch? We were doing this before YouTube blew up.
For real.
And before podcasting blew up. Like, I was talking with Miles and Chaz the other day, and we're like, man, when we were doing the Buck Wild videos on my mom's camcorder, doing Jackass stuff before YouTube came, like, we were doing this shit before it started. And it's like, damn, like, we're onto something. And for you listeners out there, if you've ever done something in your life that you did before it came to this to fruition in a big way, just know that you're onto something. If you see that vision that you did and it's coming up, continue and just ride that wave. Ride that wave, man, because one of these days it'll pop. One of these days you're going to do something that you always wanted to do, and you just have to trust that process, man, because that's what we're dealing with every single day. We're human, and we just got to trust that process, man. Never give up and just keep going, and you're going to fail. You will fail. And coming from experience, but you got to still, like I said, ride that wave. Ride it.
You said that, and it reminds me of that Michael Scott quote. Jeez, I can't even talk. You know what I'm talking about. What did he say?
For any moment, any reason, don't.
What he said? I'm thinking of the Wayne Gretzky when you hit. Take like 1,000 shots and you miss 1,000 shots, or I don't know.
It'll fun, come to
stupid
us.
Stupid stuff that we're going to be talking about, but I'm going to tell you that, you guys, this right now, our podcast, even though it is a podcast and we're thinking about throwing this on YouTube and we're expanding. TJ had mentioned the cool lineup. He does have his physical therapist channel. Mm. We're going to bring a lot of stuff together. Some of our old friends like Trey Adam, he wants to bring some of his knowledge up on this. So we'll have him come in here. But we're trying to make it different. That's all I'm trying to express, is this is going to be something different from what you guys hear. So be patient with us. It might sound stupid at first, or they're going to be like, what are these guys talking about? But it's real. Yeah. Like he said, we're not trying to force anything down your throats. We're not trying to... we're just expressing ourselves. That's all it is. We're just people. We're just two guys that have done a lot of stuff in their lives, and they're 36 years old, and we see what's on social media, and we see all these influencers and all the stupid stuff that people allow to be brought in their homes, and they're being influenced, and their minds are being molded by some of the craziest things that I've ever seen. And it was our time now. It's our time to express and show and actually bring some real fun, exciting knowledge to the world. Yeah, our knowledge.
Right. And it's just like, what great platform to do it, just to get a start, get our feet in the door, just to start creating a buzz, have branding come behind it, you know, but it's fun for us. And it's like, we live in a world where everything is changing, and like Notch said, it's influenced by so much wild stuff, but then there is some real stuff peppered in there. You just have to look for it very hard, because a lot of the bullshit overshadows that, and that's why we want to overshadow the bullshit. We may talk about some bullshit, but it's going to be a wraparound, like a Dave Chappelle punchline, because that's just how we operate.
that's definitely facts. So
it's just how we operate. So it's like, it may seem like bullshit, but you just got to wait for the punchline. So,
so just talking about that, T, just going over some stuff that I was, kind of jot down and everything like that. I know you had mentioned, created out of life or Kool, the brand. Why don't you give them a heads up of what it is, where it came from? Kool itself is just not this podcast. It's not just a t-shirt.
It's not.
I know there's a lot of you guys that wear the t-shirts. I have t-shirts all over my house of Kool. But just explain where it came from.
So Notch and I and our brothers, we grew up on NERD. Pharrell, Chad, Shay, we grew up on them in Search Of. And what was wild about them, they actually influenced those nerdy skater, hip-hop rocker kids to have a place in life. And they've been doing it since the 90s. And that was probably our biggest influence. I think all of us still listen to In Search Of till this day. It's random in our playlist. And just their progression on how they influenced the scene of music, culture, style, and made the skateboarding style just come up more within that hip-hop and rock industry, it said something to me. And seeing that they were able to create something like that and make their brand Nerd, No One Ever Really Dies. If you guys know the Star Trek symbol, Live Long and Prosper, shout out to Dr. Spock. Like, that's what influenced the culture for me to make Kool. Just to have an acronym where you could belong and not be divided. And so that's what Creative Out of Life is all about. Like, it's for the believers, the dreamers, the creators to refine their boundaries of all the possibilities. Like, everybody says sky's the limit. No, we're trying to go past the sky because we want to start taking real estate of the clouds. And that's just the mainframe of that. So Kool is just an embodiment of you. You don't have to be an artist, but at least you're trying to create the rest of your life to be the best of your life. And as you've heard in the intro, when I was saying about Lupe Fiasco, you know, if life goes passing you by, don't cry. If you're making your moves, paying your dues, you know, making your moves, you're chasing the Kool. That's embodied of that song by Lupe. And that's another big influence on that. Because I feel like we all are chasing this, the wave of Kool, being creative out of life, or just creating the best of our lives with whatever we do. We may feel complacent, and we got to get out of that complacency. And I know sometimes we may feel stuck and being afraid of taking action on stuff, but we got to take that action and just do it. Just try it. Because if you don't, and you go later in the years like, damn it, I should have did that, woulda, shoulda, coulda. Well, yeah, you should have. You should have just started that day when you thought of it. It may not have everything all together 100%, but man, at least just try it and you'll learn as you go. The people you'll meet, the people you'll see, the places you'll go, just create some. Just be Kool, for real. And the whole collective of us, we are all different walks of life. Notch is a different walk of life from me. Trizzy, Chuck, Ryan, Sully. We all have different walks of life, but we know how to come together with like-minded people. That's just what it is. So if you're here listening to it, you're a part of that sector.
Definitely. And just to piggyback on that real quick, he mentioned NERD and the influence that it had. To give you an example, In Search Of, I literally was listening to that like 2 days ago. It's crazy how much I just listen to the same thing over and over. But it's so much power and influence that an album could have. And it's just not us. You should. It's our family and our friends. And that's one of the things that we are going to deep dive into is the power of music, the power of TV culture, our backgrounds, our family, what we've gone through, just trends. Ever-changing curtains. We said that in the intro, and we mean it, and we're excited, and we love to hear feedback as well. So don't think this is just a listening. We want to hear it. We want you guys to be expressive and interactive. The more we learn from you guys, the more we're going to learn about ourselves as well. So there are going to be some episodes where we might talk about some personal stuff. I know one of the biggest things from 2020, which we all went through COVID, one of the biggest episodes that I think TJ and I we're going to talk about is anxiety and stress and just growing up, not growing up with it, and then it just kicks in. So I'm super excited to see where this goes, and I'm super excited to hear from you guys. So let's keep it going. Let's hear your voice. So after this is all said and done, let it simmer, let it stew in your mind, and then let's hear back from you. So I'm excited. I'm excited to hear from the fans, the friends, the family, people I haven't heard from in a while, some new faces. You are going to hear some frustrating things with our age. He said we are millennials, but sometimes I feel like I'm older than that. It's almost 4th of July, and my neighbors are throwing off some fireworks. I remember back in the day, man, I used to love fireworks, and now I'm, like, dreading the 4th. I'm like, man, can I barbecue, look at some, like, daytime fireworks, and then put some earplugs in my ears with my Husky and just relax? So
I know. I'm pissed off right now, too. I'm hearing them pop. I'm like, it ain't even the first. It's just the first right now. Y'all been popping them.
Exactly. The whole time when you were talking about NERD and cool, my neighbor's just going off. I'm like, bro, it is 10:38. What are you doing?
I'm saying, it's like, I am
10:38 on a Saturday, and we're like, nah, this is, it's time for bed. What's going on?
It's funny how our Friday and Saturday nights have changed over the years. We'd be up until 4:30 in the morning at the Papillon bullshitting, or at Loaf and Jug, just chilling, bullshit, and then do it again the next day. Like, all right, let's go to work, go to school, and we'll see you on the weekend again. But now I'm just like,
no jokes. The other day I couldn't go to sleep, and we're going off topic. This was supposed to be introduction, but I do have to talk about this real quick. Couldn't fall asleep. I was up till 4 o'clock. My brother, he gets up for work at like 5:30. I'm still awake. I hear him rumbling around and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my body now requires 7 to 8 hours of sleep.
Oh, bro.
I was thinking about it as like, when we went to IHOP at like 7 a.m. that one time, drinking, partying, all that stuff, driving up and down I-25, going to that dude's house that lived way, way south of Pueblo, that owned the club, coming back for some IHOP. I could never do that now.
No.
Never. You couldn't pay me to try that.
No, there's no way.
And you have kids. I really think, and I'll tell you this, the end of 2019, I stopped drinking caffeine. And I could tell you that it is such, I don't know how we did without caffeine. I don't drink anything with caffeine, and I do feel it. There are days where I'm like, maybe I should drink a cup of coffee, or I don't really like coffee, but like Red Bulls. Oh my gosh, I miss some Red Bulls. But since 2019, no caffeine, and I feel it those days. Damn. Definitely feel it.
See, I still have a cup of coffee every day. Like just one cup. Like I don't go overboard. And one cup is fine for me just in the morning and just chill. But yeah, I like you. I used to drink the Monsters when I was working the overnight job a couple years ago before our oldest was born. I would a wife would get off of work. Our girlfriend at the time, she'd get off of her night shift. I'd get off of my night shift. We'd go get a breakfast burrito, or we'd go get two ham omelets from Burger King. Or I'd get three Krispy Kreme donuts and a Monster, and I'd fall asleep. I can't do that shit
no more. You can't even eat before you go to bed anymore.
Can't do that shit no more.
One thing. So I moved up here to Parker, and if you guys are familiar with Colorado, it's the southern part of Denver. But you have Denver, and then Colorado Springs south of that, and then Pueblo, and Pueblo is heavily Hispanic influenced.
Yep.
Which.
Yep. South Park, you should know about Colorado. Yeah.
But one of the things I do miss about Pueblo is, man, there is no place here that's open at past 8, first off. And then there are no breakfast, any Mexican food that's really good. I think Taco Bell is the most popular place here, unless you go to one of the restaurants. And I'm just talking about like Taco Express or what was it? Adolfo's.
Yeah,
they don't have that Mexi stuff. Deli. Like, come on, the California burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast burrito with some sour cream. Come on.
Where you're at, you're in that Mexi-Tex era or area where they don't got that homegrown Hispanic influence.
Yeah.
If Taco Bell is Mexican food, oh hell no.
Yeah, unless you go to the nicer restaurants, you are going to talk about. We don't, and then nothing's open past a certain time here. It's a very small community outside of Denver, which is really nice. But yeah, I do miss the food. Definitely miss the food down in Pueblo.
Oh yeah. I just go to my wife's nana's house. Huge shout
outs to the restaurants out there, man. And then you have family, so yeah. I have to bake people. I missed getting some chili. Well, no, the chili hasn't. I missed getting chili last year. I need to go down there to get some chili this year.
Yeah.
But I'm out of bags. I have friends that'll be like, "Oh, my mom packed you some bags of chili," and I'm like, "Oh, thank God, I've got like 3 bags of that until the end of summer."
I'm running low. I need to re-up on my game.
Yeah, and bags of chili down in Pueblo are like bags of cocaine. If you guys aren't familiar with it, it is hot items. Worth it. Absolutely wonderful. I'm sorry, Hatch Valley, New Mexico.
Yeah.
I love New Mexico. Family's originally from New Mexico, but Pueblo chili is way better.
Yeah, they're way better.
Way better.
Shout out to those in New Mexico. I did see a meme. It was a Colorado person. It had a rat in a burrito, and it said, "This is what I think of New Mexico Hatch chili." I was like, "Damn!"
For a while, they were having a face off. I'm pretty sure when you go down there near that area or in New Mexico, I think even right on the borders, you'll see a lot of the billboards throwing some shade at Pueblo chili. But you know what? It's homegrown. It's good, and it's definitely tasty. I don't know how we got to green chili.
I don't know. It's culture. We're in that random feel. Like if you love your home, you're homesick about places. It's just reminisce about your favorite spot back home. You know, if you're far away from home, reminisce about that spot. Like, and that's what brings you back to just like your roots. Never forgetting where you came from. Like, always understanding. Like, you know what? I grew up. I had this experience, and you know, I want to gain more experience.
Definitely hit that on the nail. Just speaking from experience, I had some loss in the past couple of years, and every once in a while, I get a little homesick, and I do think about what we went through and stuff like that. The evenings of long nights of basketball, busting my lip in your backyard and your mom yelling at me while we're bleeding all over the court.
Chaz with a knot on his head.
just some crazy stuff, going to the reservoir, spending time at Loaf and Jug. It's good to reminisce. That's what keeps those memories going. You want to keep those happy memories, because every once in a while you might go through something that gets you down, but always keep that in mind that you had those for a reason, and you can be happy now as you were in the past. So.
Yep. And then just diving into different things. Excuse my voice cracking. It's like I'm 36, but pubescent anyway. diving into things, you know, that takes your mind off of stuff. Like, Notch, I know you've been getting into photography and stuff like that. Like, you know, touch on that. Touch on photography and the things that you've been going through with that too, and just finding a different perspective of yourself, of growth.
Yeah. There's just so much. You do things to keep you busy, and you find those things that make you happy. One of the biggest things that I've gotten into that I'm trying to build, and we'll probably have an episode on talking about photography and videography and stuff like that, because both TJ and I have talked about doing some fun things for the cool brand, some really cool commercials. We are the most random people you'll ever meet. I'm not random. No joke. If you look at our phones, we have in our notepads dreams that we've jot down that we want to create and make into actual like little short videos. I just recently got back into poetry. Really liked poetry in high school, and now I'm rewriting some stuff. Really great way to drop down some emotions and some feelings. And then really big in photography. Photography is just a way for me. It's turned into almost like a meditation state for me. I have done portrait photography and helped people out with their portfolios and stuff like that, and businesses. I definitely want to venture into that, but it comes down for me was macro photography, which a lot of people don't know what that is. Just look at the smallest bug or the smallest flower, and you'll see me on the ground on my stomach with my camera as close as possible, not breathing, waiting for the wind, down on the ground for 2 hours trying to take one perfect picture. We'll definitely have that on the website. We're gonna create a website so you guys could check out the cool brand, yep. My Photography, TJ's physical therapist channel, which is really awesome. It's been around for a while, and some other really cool things that we go through. It's just something that keeps us entertained and helps us develop who we are these days. I can tell you this: if you talk to me about what we're doing now, when I was 18 or 17 years old, I'd be like, "You're a joke. Get out of here. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not eating red meat or drinking caffeine. You're not drinking anymore. Or weed's legal now, and you're not smoking. Like, yeah, we change, and this grown. Is who we are." And it's definitely been an experience, and these are going to be the stories that we're going to be able to express and show. And but it's who we are, and I'm excited. So
yep, and piggyback off of that, it's who we are. Like Notch said, you look at our phones and you see our notepads and stuff, but then you look a little bit more into our phones of our music, what we have. Like, yes, we talked about NERD, but I'll listen to Adele. I'll listen to some Alicia Keys, Kyotos, some Scaring Kids. System of a Down, some Coheed and Cambria, then I'll venture over to some Lucky Day, Lupe. Like, we're just all over the place. Some Foo Fighters. Like, we are just not your cut and dry individuals. Like I said, we were influenced by so much because we are 90s kids that we liked everything. 90s had so much good music in each genre. That's what molded us to like so much music and to be influenced by so much of the world. As to why we're not closed-minded, we're always open to listen to so many things just to get our minds like, damn, you can hear the influence. So like, you guys listening to the randomness of this podcast, it's going to be random just like our playlist and music. So just be prepared.
We should call this Chasing the Random Cool.
Chasing the Random Cool.
Random is going to be the word.
That's so true.
T was just talking about music, and my mind went, yes, music is a variety. If you looked at both our playlists, it's just crazy what we listen to and who we've seen in concert and stuff. And then on top of it, it's just not music. It's media, movies, mm-hmm. It's books. TJ was just telling me about a book today that I threw on my audio playlist and stuff like that. Don't really have time to read. I could have somebody read to me.
Right. It is a short read. I think it's only 108 pages.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be random. But it's super excited to do this. Definitely excited. We were trying to make these about 30 minutes. We are 3 minutes over. So if you're good with it, T, this might be our first introduction podcast. End it here, and then we'll see you on the next one. But I'll let T take over before we say goodbye.
Yep. So you guys, make sure you guys check out Cool Attire. The shop link is actually going to be in the podcast notes. Make sure you guys leave us a solid review on Apple Podcasts. You subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever listening platform you guys listen to your favorite podcast, which is Chasing the Cool, Chasing the Random Cool podcast, of course. And be on the lookout for us to have some videos of us playing Fortnite too. You know, and shooting the shit just like we're doing now. And
we are not gamers.
We're
just
not
so
gamers.
You know, we are not gamers.
We get some dubs though, Notch.
We do, but I'm not a rapper.
So we be expected for a lot of randomness and just joining us for the ride. And check us out on social media platforms. Mine is at JamTJ. Sounds like it spells like it sounds. And Notch, I know Notch, you've been cleaning house with being on social media. So whenever you want to get back on social media, we could put that tag in too.
Yeah, I definitely. I stepped away for a while. If you guys haven't done it, it definitely is a mind cleanse. Just stepped away from social media for about 3 months. But now that the podcast is up and going, you should see me back on Instagram. I'll throw up my photography up there. We'll do our cool Instagram as well. Same thing with Facebook. Not really trying to venture into any more social media. A lot of it, I think, is just a mind killer. That's for another day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll end mine and then I'll give it to TJ. I do thank you guys for inviting us to your household. And like I said, after every podcast, we'd love to hear feedback. We want to hear your voice. This isn't just about us. And I'm super excited to bring the friends and family and what we have to you guys. So hope you enjoy. Make sure you like. I don't know how this stuff works. Again, I'm not really big on that. That's more TJ's side. I hear it on YouTube, so I'm going to do the same thing. Like and subscribe. Hit that like button down there if it's on there. If it's not, just be like, Derek doesn't know what he's talking about. He's freaking nuts. But I'm excited. Thank you guys. So,
yes, again, thank you guys for tuning in with us. This is Chasing the Cool Podcast. We will catch you on the next show, and join the cool, purchase some cool, and never take off your cool. Peace.
Laters.